two other French pieces to play on this instrument. This next is by Michel Barbet, who was also a great flutist. He was a little bit later than Hutter. That piece was written in 1708 for your file cabinet. And this is written, I don't know when, but Michel Barbet was just born 8 years before that, in 1700. He was a great flutist and said to be able to move people to tears with his music. He, and a composer, he wrote some beautiful flute sonatas. And in fact, at his, when he died, Voltaire wrote a poem about Blavet and about how he moved the soul with his playing. These are two little pieces. The first, Gigue en Rondo, and the second, just Rondo. And Rondo is a musical form where you have a section which we might call A, and then after that's finished, you have a section called B, and then you go back to A, and then you play C, and then A, and then D, and then A, and however many times. Baudin de Boismortier was, I don't think, a flutist, but he was a fellow who really wanted to make it big and had his own printing press, I think, and turned out all kinds of music and some whole bunch of flute sonatas. Well, he also wrote 6 suites for flute, and he says in the beginning, there is a bass to them. There is, they can be accompanied with harpsichord or lute, but he says in the beginning that these can be played without bass, in other words, unaccompanied. And this is the 2nd suite by Boismortier. In several movements, and a suite is a collection of dances, so it's several dances.
Thank you.
have a couple of sonatas for you. The first is by Francesco, I don't know, Gemignani, who was a violinist, Italian, but lived in London, so you might call him Italian, or I think you could call him English. In those days, the pitch was a half step lower, so I wouldn't be able to play that flute with this organ without transposing everything up a half step. Today it's A440. In those days it was A415, which is 25 vibrations, cycles per second or something slower. Well, in other words, it's lower. So, but I like this one too.
Thank you.
another full-blooded Italian, Vivaldi, Antonio Vivaldi. Writing all these little morsels for the girls in the girls' school where he was, there must have been one, you know, with long blonde hair, who played flute, kind of, you know, but Vivaldi wrote these very sparkling sonatas for flute. Actually, I think I fibbed. These are, I don't know that, well, it says here they're for flute, but I don't know that it was really specified what they were for. It's a collection of six sonatas called Il Pastor Fido, and this is the third.
Thank you.
another piece by a flutist, Philippe Gobert, who was a very famous flutist in France in the mid and late, I believe, 19th century. And this was about the time that Japanese prints and things from the Orient were very popular in France, in Paris. And it's called Oriental. Another echo, this time by Paul Hindemith, written in 1942. Oh, well.
How sweet the answer echo makes to music at night, when roused by lute or horn she wakes, and far away o'er lawns and lakes goes answering life. Yet love hath echoes truer far, and far more sweet than air, beneath the moonlight star, of horn or lute, or soft guitar, the songs repeat. 'Tis when the sigh, in youth sincere and only then, the sigh that's breathed for one to hear, is by that one that only dear breathed back again. Thank you.
Okay, this is the first of pieces in a suite called The Garden of Adonis by Alan Hovhaness, who happens to live in Seattle, as a matter of fact. Opus 245. It says here, the title is based on a canto from The Faerie Queen by Edmund Spenser, describing a garden of rebirth or reincarnation where souls appear as flowers. The Garden of Adonis. Frederick Chopin. Thank you. It's by Debussy. And it has a little story, yes, as I just said. Pan is chasing his lady friend through the woods. It's another one of these Vivaldi sort of situations. And her name is Syrinx. And she is dying to get caught, but she's very clever. And so she changes herself into some reeds by the riverbank. All of us, and then Pan comes shooting to the riverbank, and right there, all of a sudden, the trail ends. Holden Trail number 347B ends right in there are the rushes there, and you know, it's come through the woods, and all of a sudden there's the river, and then the trail, that's it, you know. So, and that's where she cleverly changed herself. But he kind of has an unexpected, to Syrinx anyway, reaction, and that is that he becomes very sad all of a sudden. Because at first, of course, he's perplexed, and then that perplexity turns into sadness. So he sits down by the riverbank and he cuts down some reeds to make a flute to express his sadness. And it happens that the flute is also called Syrinx, this Pan's flute, and this piece is called Syrinx. I'm told that somehow, I shouldn't let this out before the piece, but somehow, I was told recently that the story goes on and somehow Syrinx pops out of the flute, you know, to reward him after playing such a nice little tune. But no, none of that sadness.